Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to discuss a multiple-year study evaluating cotton tolerance to metribuzin. Palmer amaranth in Georgia remains Georgia's number one pest for 15 years in a row. The cotton industry in Georgia has invested $1.2 billion in managing this pest. So over the last few years, the UGA Weed Science Group, Eric Prosco and Stanley Culpepper, have been conducting UPW trainings around the state. UPW is Use Pesticides Wisely. And last year, they polled growers at all these locations, and they asked them to list their most challenging pests. And it could be nematodes, it could have been, you know, they could have listed nematodes, weeds, insects. But they got responses from 1,737 growers at UPW, and Palmer amaranth was by far their most challenging pest. And it was interesting to note that Palmer amaranth was listed 1,773 times, which tells me that the growers, some growers listed Palmer amaranth multiple times on their responses. So corn production systems in Georgia, we start harvesting corn, you know, July, and sometimes that lags on until September. So Palmer amaranth managing that seed bank in corn can help us with cotton the next year. Palmer amaranth can produce large amounts of seed, so that gives Palmer amaranth a lot of time to produce seed for next spring's crop. So we started looking at metribuzin. It's an alternative chemistry. It's a triazine. In our production systems in Georgia, we're using a lot of PPO herbicides, a lot of Valor, a lot of Reflex. Metribuzin is very effective on weeds, including Palmer amaranth, which makes this look attractive. It's very economical, and we can get it at the retailer level pretty easy. And it's also easy to apply. But according to the metribuzin label, there's a 12-month rotation for cotton in Georgia. The label's the law. And according to WSSA, the half-life of metribuzin typically runs 30 to 60 days. So the objective of this study was to determine the sensitivity of cotton to metribuzin and to determine the potential for shortening that rotation. So we conducted two experiments. One was to apply metribuzin to cotton pre-emerge or incorporate it, PPI, pre-plant incorporated, and also to simulate a corn production system in Georgia where we're going to apply metribuzin after corn harvest and then come back that spring and plant cotton. So the experiment one, the treatments were arranged in a factorial arrangement. We applied metribuzin at various rates ranging from zero all the way up to a half a pound of active ingredient per acre. In Georgia, we consider a 1x rate a quarter pound of active ingredient. We applied the metribuzin either pre-plant incorporated or pre-emerge. We also had large alleyways. So when we incorporated our metribuzin, these large alleyways eliminated the potential for plot-to-plot contamination. We replicated this four times over, and we have 3 years of data. So we decided to lump report 2017 and 2019 together because the rainfall patterns were pretty similar the first 2 weeks after we applied our treatments. So in 2017, the total rainfall was 1.8 inches. And in 2019, we received 3/4 inch of rain 2 weeks after we initiated our study. In both years, we only had two rain events that had more than 1/10 of an inch of rain. So this gave us the ability to combine data over these locations. The rainfall was adequate, but certainly not excessive. So the data is going to show that the PPI treatment was more injurious than the pre. So this is visual cotton injury from metribuzin. In Moultrie, Georgia, we did this field experiment at the Sunbelt Ag Expo in 2017 and 19. On the x-axis, the metribuzin rate in pounds of active ingredient per acre is listed on the x-axis, and then the visual cotton injury is represented on the y-axis, 0 to 100%. The red columns represent Pre-Plant Incorporated, and also the yellow columns represent the pre-emerge method of application or metrifusin. So the visual cotton injury at a half a pound per acre, half a pound of active ingredient per acre, we had significant cotton injury, and application didn't really matter. But we did see a significant increase in visual cotton injury when we incorporated our metribuzin at 0.125 pounds of active ingredient per acre. And we've seen the same trend at the 0.062 pound active ingredient per acre. This illustrates the metribuzin applied pre on the right-hand side, represents the untreated check, and had the various treatments going from right to left. This is a close-up of a pre-emerge application of metribuzin at the 1.25 pound rate. So this is cotton stand as influenced by metribuzin application. This is percent of non-treated. At the lowest rate, 0.03 pounds of active ingredient per acre, no significant differences compared to the non-treated. At the 0.062 pound and also at the 0.125 pound rate, the pre-plant incorporated significantly decreased cotton stand compared to the pre-emerge application. And at the two highest rates, the quarter pound and a half pound rate, we didn't really have a stand at all. Cotton heights, we measured 20 plants per plot. And this is, again, percent of non-treated. Now, if we had less than 20 plants per plot, those plants were given a zero. At the lowest rate, 0.03, not significantly different compared to the non-treated. The cotton stands were significantly reduced when we incorporated metribuzin at the 0.062 and also at the 0.125 pound rate. And basically no stand, you know, at the quarter pound and also half pound rate. Seed cotton yields, again, the lowest, seen the same trends. The lowest rate, 0.03, not significantly different. Seen significant decreases in seed cotton yield at the 0.06 and 0.25 pound rate when we evaluated application method. 2018 was a little bit different. The first 2 weeks, in 2008, we received 3.38 inches of rain, and we had 8 rain events of more than 1/10 of an inch. The pre-emerge treatments were more injurious than the PPI. So the visual cotton injury for metribuzin, again, at the half-pound rate, we received a lot of cotton injury, and incorporation method or application method didn't really matter. We did see that visual cotton injury was significantly elevated when we applied our pre-emerge application at the quarter pound, and also we've seen that at the 0.125 pound rate. And no visual cotton injury was noticed at the lowest rate, which was 0.03 pounds. Cotton stand, the two lowest rates, and this is percent of non-treated. No significant differences at the two lowest rates, 0.03 and the 0.06 pound. And also at the quarter pound rate was the only time that we've seen a significant decrease in cotton stand when we applied our metribuzin pre. Cotton heights is influenced by metribuzin again. Seen the same trends. Application method did not really matter among rates, and the two lowest rates, 0.03 and 0.06, was not significantly different compared to the untreated. But in 2018, I'm not going to report any yield data because of Michael. So in experiment two, we had three different treatments, three different rates of metribuzin, zero, a quarter pound, and a one pound of active ingredient per acre. at 150 days after treatment. We came in and planted cotton either in a no-till system or we used the strip till, which is illustrated here in the picture. We replicated it four times, and we have 2 years of data. Visual injury, we've seen maximum 4% with the no-till system at the highest rate, which was 1 pound of active ingredient per acre, and no other visual injury was noted. So we took cotton stand, heights, and seed yield, and the strip-till system was significantly higher compared to the no-till system at the Sunbelt Ag Expo, and this was averaged over 18 and 19. So in summary, cotton was very sensitive to metribuzin if rates exceeded the lowest rate, which is 0.03 pounds of active ingredient. Injury in the soil where the soil is placed, injury is likely. Research suggests metribuzin degrades rapidly in our environment, and 150 days may be more than enough to protect growers even from a 4X use. So, any questions?